Amy.
Yasmin.
Good evening, Jasmine.
Good evening, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hannah.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tatir, Alfet Gimel Yud Tav Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Tacharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor She Yehudcha Giva Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkacha Tami Gamrem Bet Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkacha Tami Gamlem Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel Tassin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Shidushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the astrological sign of Virgo. Shavatenu kabel, ushmati akatenu, yodea talumot, shinkufav tzadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we need to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate the negative aspect of that creation. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Veral Chesed Ve'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Notze Awon Vafesha, Vechata'a V'nakei. Now we're going to read the eight verses starting. starting with 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchimu Urchimu V'yakta L'shem Yud He Bevav He V'yichuda Shilim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konenehu Rak HaKohanim Hayu Limat Velo Yachlu Lehavshit Et Kol HaOlot Vayechaskum Achechem HaLevim Ad Kelot HaMlacha Yad Yitkachu HaKohanim Ki HaLevim Yishrei Levav Lehitkadesh MeHaKohanim. That verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La La Hei Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka Rekaha. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. Bidchu Ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Ade Ad Ki Biya Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzur Olamim. Job chapter 7 verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachon v'halakti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei yehuda. Job chapter 20 verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. Wesamti makom lami li Yisrael untati v'shakan taftav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu Bene avla la anoto ka asher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Tikkuni Zohar. Zakan inun imalacha bani ne na binayahu dihu. Amudadem Saita Kalil Haran Torot Deinun Torah Shekabik Biktav Vitorah Sheba Alpe Deit Yahivu Mimina Umishmala Devaya Natsokon Kerava vav lon lailen Tiyalun lehigacha Kerava botran Torot bekol malka Tiyalayu itmar Omer Ein omer ve'ein divarim Beli nishma Kolam, kol bi alai, o manot, mishtachum b'torah shebe alpe v'yihi milgav hada hu diktiv kol b'vuda ba mil melech pin ima. We're now going to read the Tikkuni Zohar, section 12a. You can find that on the Tikkuni Zohar landing page. It's class number 10. Speaking of this refers to the kernel of which all inquiries are directed towards. This kernel is the destination and its starting point. It is through the operation of the Shekhinah that this is revealed. These words, this, T-H-I-S in English, it's speaking about the Hebrew word zot. In all inquiries, including the Sefirot themselves and the vowel points, the cantillation notes all reveal what this is now specifically seen from the aspect of the cholem, one of the vowels. The numerical equivalent of words and phrases, regardless of their method of reckoning, exists purely for the relationships that may be shown in their comparisons. These relationships point to the various aspects of the divine in all things. The latter from Shemot 28:12 refers to the vowel points, but also indicates the redemption of Israel, since by rising above we negate the effects of the Yetzer Hara, concentrating thereby on holiness and making that the object of our intended meditation. The latter that's being referred to is the latter in Jacob's dream. The fifth mitzvah is to hold, or the fifth Eser Dibrot, is to hold sacred that holiness which comes about through prayer. Its focus is therefore internal and does not embrace the outer world, against which the 39 prohibitions are to guard against. The sacred daughter is prayer, and the result of prayer, that is a cognizance of the Shekhinah, that is the current upon which prayer travels. The Shekhinah flows through all 10 of the Sefirot, which are called the many Sabbaths. Holiness transforms itself into the object of its awakening. The mystery of the observance of the Sabbath is spoken of and compared to the limits and the borders of the sea. Our thoughts reside within that sea called consciousness, numerous beyond counting, and all of them, like the children of Israel, are sacred to Hashem. They, our thoughts, are the Torah of our lives. Now, if we are not mindful of these thoughts during the Sabbath or the time of reflection, then what is their purpose? The Sabbath is the time of cohesion, or the coming together of thought into a unified whole, and is indeed the time and space for this covenant of unity, wherein we reflect upon our thoughts in order to make sense of them and to unify them above. During the Sabbath, we bind these thoughts that has been issued in error, or the warned ox, referring to a discussion of halakha about the owner of an ox who gores. What is the result of such unification and such binding? It is the awareness of the Shekhinah that is revealed in the divine name. Therefore, the delight of Shabbat is in fulfilling the recognition that we are tied intimately to our consciousness, and that we make repairs to that consciousness by binding and purifying the bad and opening ourselves up to the good that we have been thinking about. It lies within our domain to both rise above and to overcome within. When we rise above consciously, we unify with that which is continuously rising above, symbolized by the Sephirah of Chesed. Now the river that emerges is the Shekhinah, the unifying current that waters the garden, which is in effect our consciousness. The only thing we can compare this connecting influence is to the holiness above, about which we have no comprehension of other than as an experience of faith. It is called Mufia, because we cannot conceive of a thought that would emanate from there, even though we are the recipients of this higher flow. We say, yes, there is, and then let go, becoming the channel for this irrigation, which is the fields of mind that are nurtured by holiness. A curious phenomena occurs during Torah study when we make the leap of faith from one part to another, sensing and then knowing with an innate certainty the connections that we have just established. These moments of awakening are powered by this dew that is a drop of the Shekhinah, making you aware of its essence and giving you a taste of holiness. It is this dew that opens the mind for its highest awakening, literally bringing into being those pathways via which you travel in the realms of holiness. And furthermore, and the wise will shine in the sixth commandment, found in the word Bereshit Bayit, is there. This is what is said. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, a bayit, and the swallow, the drawer, a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. That's the end of our class, end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? I wish you all a beautiful evening, a good week, Shavua Tov, Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.